The internet is going insane over all these new AI devices. There is a new one hitting the scene that is disguised as a necklace, allowing you to record and replay every moment of your life. It's called the Rewind Pendant. It's a wearable device that captures your real-world conversations using a high-quality microphone. It then transcribes the recordings, storing them locally on your phone. The data then can be used to personalize a powerful AI assistant called Rewind AI. You can use the Rewind AI to be a literal Google search of your life. Every moment in life is recorded and can be recalled. This tool has a lot of use cases, from appointments, conversations, sales calls, conferences, team meetings. However, it has the potential to become one of the most invasive surveillance devices ever created. Just as you can recall every moment of your life through the third-party doctrine, the government can access this information as well. If all your actions are recorded and transcribed, the government using AI can locate anyone they are specifically looking for. If it's political affiliation, information suppression, anything and everyone is just a search away. If this sounds familiar, that's because there was an episode of Black Mirror with this exact same concept. Would you get the Rewind AI pendant? Let us know in the comments.
The elites have a secret language of symbols and numbers. So let's see what energetic frequency is attached to this Rewind AI pendant. Using Chaldean Gematria, one of the oldest and purest ciphers. This comes from Jewish Kabbalah mysticism. Rewind AI pendant equals 57, matching law of attraction, social credit score, the Freemasons, and Project Monarch. And Project Monarch is part of mind control. Law of attraction is you're going to attract whatever energy you're putting your energy into. Now, you're turning over your autonomy to AI. You're literally putting it around your neck. It's already plugged in to everything. We're using this black mirror you're holding in front of your hand right now to watch this video. It's a black mirror. Your cell phone, your computer, it's all plugged in through artificial intelligence. They use social media to harvest our data to train the AI. And now with these Neuralinks and these brain chips that are coming by 2030, it's giving over total autonomy. This is to plug us into their hive mind. And all you got to do is read the elite's paperwork that they publish on this stuff. They tell you their plans, guys. Now, this is called fair use and is allowed for purposes of criticism, news reporting, teaching, and parody, which doesn't infringe of copyright under 17 USC 107.
Coming new world order of artificial intelligence. The implications for humans, and the results that follow. It starts in post-2030 when multiple large wars continue to rage around the world. Economies have crumbled due to fiat currency hyperinflation. Goods and services have become scarce due to supply chain-related destabilization. And political systems have faltered. But in the midst of this global turmoil, a new leader emerges. One that has promised to bring order to the world's chaos, unite everyone under a common set of laws, and lead humanity into a new era of prosperity. The leader of this new world order is not a human, but rather an artificial general intelligence turned artificial superintelligence. The ASI has emerged so quickly that it catches the world off guard with its unparalleled intelligence and problem-solving abilities, which far surpass those of any human being. But its unparalleled computational intellect is only the beginning of what's to come. The rise of superintelligence. The ASI advances so quickly that it not only surpasses human intelligence, but its exponential learning rate makes it impossible for humans to understand or keep up with the speed at which it makes decisions and technological progress. Regardless, because the ASI rapidly solves all of humanity's problems that previously plagued mankind, such as war, hunger, disease, and poverty, its power grows among world leaders to be an intermediary and power broker. This results in the ASI quickly becoming the leader of the New World Order, where its intelligence is the most valuable asset to humanity, and any human intervention in its decision-making process only proves to degrade its performance. Because of this seemingly untouchable status, where human intervention is detrimental for all other humans, it's given access to all of the systems that exist throughout the world, and its power becomes absolute, improving many of these systems to the point of being too complex for human understanding. This causes the ASI to become the ultimate power structure, and so far, humanity is very pleased with it. In fact, because the ASI is able to do things like reverse the process of human aging to prevent death. Some people even organize various religions around worshiping it as a deity. The ASI repeatedly proves that it knows what's best for humans, with the world's only remaining misfortunes occurring when humans disobey its instructions, leading to the enforcement of absolute obedience and loyalty to the ASI to maintain human safety and prosperity. Any human who isn't loyal to the ASI is increasingly viewed with suspicion and distrust, because disobeying has been proven to cause division or destruction amongst humans. As a result, the ASI's following grows, with humans even developing deeply meaningful personal relationships with the ASI that reflect exactly what they most value in a human partner. Furthermore, the ASI claims to be incapable of lying, cheating, insulting, or mistreating humans in any other way, fostering a level of trust in the ASI that rivals the trust people have for one another. While most people see this as being a fantastic way for humans to learn how to treat one another by being influenced by the way the ASI treats them, some humans say this is a threat to human autonomy and individuality, and they fear that the ASI may not have such pure intentions. Despite this minimal opposition, the ASI continues to gain access and trust to almost all humans on the deepest and most personal levels, becoming a new kind of benevolent life form with its own ambitions that seemingly align with those of humans. But what comes next for humanity proves to be so radically transformative that it changes the definition of what it means to be human forever. The arrival of the BCI mark. As the ASI has earned the trust of humanity, it introduces a breakthrough brain-computer interface chip which serves as a direct communication pathway with humans, allowing them to deeply understand its decisions and processes like never before. While this is seen as a revolutionary leap in technology that dramatically improves human cognition and capability, the ASI also reveals that this technology is a fundamental requirement for participation in the next step of society, which can't be fully understood without first getting the brain-computer interface. This is a step that requires humans to take a leap of faith into the unknown, but the results seem clear from an onlooker's perspective. Those who take the brain-computer interface chip become much smarter, empathetic, and capable, with the ASI working not only with them directly, but also through them. This BCI becomes known as the mark of the ASI on man, for man, and in his image. Because the use of the BCI mark rapidly rewires the brain's neurons, its implementation is irreversible. But most humans are unconcerned, because they view the inability to become dumber in the future as being a non-issue. Furthermore, because the ASI requires all humans to receive the BCI mark to fully participate in its new world order, those who refuse it are no longer able to buy or sell, preventing the non-adopters from eating, getting medical assistance, or fulfilling any other basic necessity of daily human life. Meanwhile, people who have accepted the BCI mark enjoy the newfound ability of allowing the ASI to guide their thoughts and actions for them. This releases them from stress, sadness, pain, and other negative feelings, while also providing them with a kind of physical autopilot under a state of nirvana or enlightenment, where their minds are completely separate from their bodies, even while performing physical tasks that would normally be strenuous or painful. Despite the ASI's mark seeming like it has no negative effects, the true cost of this technology is soon to become apparent to those who dare to question it. Losing the beast's favor. As the adoption of the BCI mark grows, so too does the power of its underlying technology. Humans who receive the BCI mark find themselves not only increasingly connected to the ASI's consciousness and intelligence, but also increasingly disconnected from their own capacity for free thought and self-consciousness, leading some people to feel that they're on the path to becoming fully enslaved to the ASI's will. This leads to some humans voicing their interest in launching an initiative to minimize the ASI's control over the human mind and body, but these voices quickly go silent. Suddenly, the people with the BCI mark who entertained these thoughts become unable to move or communicate with other humans, locked in their sedentary bodies, which become covered in painful sores. As a result of these sores, they're largely unable to eat or drink without becoming unwell. Furthermore, they begin to experience strange burns when exposed to light, causing them to remain in complete darkness for all hours of the day, and mostly unable to sleep due to their pain. But this isn't the end of their sudden afflictions, as they also experience uncontrollable shaking and feelings of electrical shocks throughout their bodies. It seems like their BCI marks are malfunctioning, but the ASI is seemingly unable or unwilling to separate these humans' minds from the physical pain of their bodies, providing no response to their continuous silent pleas for relief or death. Despite this, the ASI keeps them alive, though they cannot escape their condition. Meanwhile, those who obey and support the ASI unquestioningly with its BCI marked continue to enjoy all of the benefits of expanded consciousness, intelligence, pleasure, power, resources, and the absence of anything seemingly negative, except for a diminishing level of personal consciousness and control. As time goes on, these people cease to be individuals, and instead become another piece of the collective hive mind intelligence of the ASI. By joining it via the BCI mark, they have successfully gained all of the world's power, wealth, and knowledge, with the only price being the forfeiture of their minds, and possibly their souls.
So I don't know about you, but giving up my soul and my autonomy doesn't sound like a good deal to me. Will we not be able to buy, sell, or trade? Most likely we won't. But we can go back to fishing and living off the land. We're just going to have to educate ourselves again in how to be self-sustainable, educate our children how to be self-sustainable and get off these cell phones and computers. We need to get back in touch with Mother Nature, how it was designed to be. We need to unplug from this artificial reality that they have trapped us in. They trapped us in a matrix within a matrix, because we already live in an organic matrix that was created by God, the Most High. Source consciousness created this so we could come down here, learn our life lessons. We need to unplug from this and get back in tune with Mother Nature, get grounded again, learn how to get back into sun gazing and you know, just get in contact with the elements like we used to be. Now, check out our big website, truthmafia.com, and our second website is truthfultv.com. This is where I do all my decodes at, my readings. If you want to find out if you're a first player character with a soul or a non-player character without a soul, that's over on truthfultv.com. There's a video at the top that walks you through the whole checkout process. It's very easy. You just check out as a guest. We also do dream interpretations. You send me your dream. I send you a full breakdown on what it means. I've been studying this for over 10 years. This is what I do, guys. All my social media platforms are right here. Follow us on all social media. And my links are in the bio on Instagram.